What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, chillers and spillers? What is up? How is everyone doing? It's spring, almost summer. Weather has been great. How have you guys been enjoying this nice, beautiful weather? I know I am enjoying it. I am a summer person. I am a summer baby. I love the summer. I love the heat. I love everything about it. It uplifts your spirit. It makes you feel happy. It makes you feel like you can accomplish a lot of things. You know, in the winter, it's like, ugh, you got to be in the house. It's cold. It's not too many outdoor activities you can do. Like, I love to go to the beach in the summertime, the pool, you know, just, you know, go out to eat and eat outside. You know, it's just fun, you know, when it's warmer weather. And I am that type of person. I don't like the snow. I don't like ice. I don't like anything about the winter. It takes so long for me to get warm. I would rather be hot and then turn the air conditioner on and then go outside and get some more heat and then come back in and feel the air and then go back out. You know, like, I don't like coming in the house and it's freeze, you know, coming from outside, it's freezing cold. You know, you got to get adjusted to the heat. I'm just not a winter person. So I'm so happy that the weather has changed. It's been above 80 degrees almost every day for the last past 2 weeks. And I'm just excited about this, the summer this year. So I have so many things going on in my life right now, and I'm just trying to find a balance. I'm just trying to balance it all. But every time I do interviews, and I'm sorry guys, I have to upload the interviews that I've done this year. Be patient with me. I will upload those interviews for the people that aren't following my Instagram page. But if you would like to follow the Instagram page and watch the interviews that I have done, you could follow me on Instagram, Chillin' Spill the Tea. I'm sorry. Yes, my IG page is Chillin' Spill the Tea. So just go to Instagram, go to Chillin' Spill the Tea, press the blue follow button, and you can start watching the videos from there. I'm going to try to do my best. My schedule is crazy busy. I'm going to try to do my best and upload those videos. Once I become more established, I will hire someone who could take over my social media accounts. Not like take over, but like I need a social media manager. I know I do for this and, you know, another business, other businesses that I'm working on. I need a social media manager because, like, I feel like I'm getting behind and I don't like that. It's the things that I need to upload, and it's just a lot, and one person can't do it all. So once I get it more established, then I could take the load off and things will be a smooth process for me and also for you all who take the time out to listen to Chillin' Spill the Tea. And I would like to say thank you. Chillin' Spill the Tea hit 4 years on May 16th. And I am uber excited. And I'm just going to continue to push this podcast. And, you know, I just would love for you to continue to, you know, rock out with me for the next 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, and so on. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. From the depths of my soul, I really do appreciate you taking the time to listen. But this is not going to be a long episode because I am heading to work. And, you know, something in my spirit just told me to do an audio episode right now while I'm driving to work safely. So, you know, lately, you know, the world is going through a lot. Like, since the pandemic, it's like, yes, we are coming out, doing more, getting back into the groove, going to work. Well, I never stop. I've never stopped because I, you know, PT, physical therapist, so I was always at work. excuse me, these allergies. So, you know, when people are trying to get out of debt, you know, things are steadily increasing, you know, food, gas, rent, car payments, and everything is just increasing, but the salaries are staying the same. So people are like overwhelmed, trying to figure out how they're going to make ends meet, want to save but can't. You know, some people have one income household. They either have, you know, it's just them holding down the fort, single parents, and that could, you could be a single mother, single father. You could be in a relationship, but there's one income because someone may be laid off. Someone may have lost their jobs. Someone is in between jobs, you know, and everyone is feeling the pressure from many different aspects, many different angles. Not everyone's situation is the same, but everyone is feeling kind of the same type of pressure. So that's when you become overwhelmed. You know, you become overwhelmed with the stressors of everyday life right now, which we will overcome. But when we're in it, it's like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, like, when am I gonna get out of this? I feel like I, you know, accomplish one thing, I get over one hump, but then it's another that comes, you know, unexpected things too. Like, and sometimes, like, is, we're not prepared. The majority of the people in the world are not prepared for the unexpected things, right? What do? We stress, we cry, we get overwhelmed, we want to scream, we want to shout, we want to, you know, sometimes you take out your frustrations out on the people that are closest to you. So I'm here to tell you, when you are feeling overwhelmed, stressed, going through just the motions, the first thing you want to do is just stop and breathe, because you can get over any and everything. You can get over, it just takes time. So stop and breathe. Secondly, you might want to get a pen and pad. Secondly, you want to get a journal. Start journaling. Write down what you feel. Write down ways you would like to overcome it, whatever you're going through. You know, only you know, like, the steps that you might want to take, because I don't know, you know, the situation you're in. But just say, you know, if you are in a financial crisis, you know, and you would like to get over that, and your credit is not looking good, so maybe you want to, like, get your credit report. And this is, I'm just using this as an example, you know, for, you know, and for you to start, like, writing in your journal if you are going through a financial crisis. They have many apps that you can download, Experian, Credit Karma, and, you know, and you guys could educate me, so yeah, about what other apps are out there. But those are the two, you know, apps out there you could download, create an account, view your credit report, start working from there. So this is just like a plan, like, come up with a plan, write in your journal, write your feelings, come up with a plan. Three. So number one was breathe. Number two, start journaling. Number three, you know, to relieve some of the stressors, and exercise. Exercise, you know, that could, like, reduce some of the stress and overwhelmness you may experience. You know, pray should have been number one. I'm sorry, pray, that should have been number one. Pray, if you are religious, whoever you pray to, whoever is your higher power, you know, ask your God for comfort and guidance, you know. And you, whichever way you want to put these, whichever order you would like to put these in, you can do it. But yeah, praying should have been number one. I'm sorry, guys. But, you know, pray to your higher power, ask for, you know, guidance, ask for, patience, ask for, wisdom in whatever you're going through, and ask them to help you overcome, you know, the crisis you're in. Number five, you know, speak with someone, speak to a close relative. I would suggest speak to someone who you trust. I don't suggest you speak to someone or anyone about, just anyone about your business, you know, because I believe in, you know, privacy. I believe in protecting your information. I believe in protecting your peace. So I would suggest you talk to someone that you trust, and or you could go to counseling, you know, seek a counselor, someone that doesn't know you. They can't be biased. They will give you they're a straight shooter, you know. They'll give it to you real and raw. They're not gonna try to not hurt your feelings, because sometimes our feelings need to be hurt so we could get over we need to be told the truth a lot of times. Sometimes we, you know, our friends and family, they protect our emotions, you know, and how we feel. So sometimes you need to be told the hard and the ugly truth. So these are some ways that you could eliminate your stress. And if it's anything else that I didn't add, feel free to add your own add to the list. And, you know, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, if you would like to, you know, chill and spill your tea with me on a private note, you could always email me at chillinspillatea07@gmail.com, or you could DM me on Instagram. I will get back to you within 24 hours. If you would like to be on part of the show, like I said, email me or DM me on Instagram. I will get back to you within 24 hours. I greatly appreciate you listening, and I hope you gained something from this episode. And I will be back with more. And, you know, follow me on Instagram so you could, you know, be kept abreast on the interviews that I have. You may want to, you know, purchase some products from people that I interview, or you may want to visit the venue. Like, I interview a slew of people, so many different businesses I interview. They're not all the same. So yes, you know, the interviews are great. They are exciting. Great information that they share, a lot of insight. So make sure you go to Chillin' Spillin' Tea on Instagram and catch up on these interviews. All right. Thank you. Have a good day. Peace out. Mwah.